Hi, I'm Kathy Henry, and I'm here with Karen Hager. We're very happy you have joined us for opening the Peaceful Heart Call for Love. Please know that everyone is muted and that we will be sending the link for the recording of this call to you tomorrow. We welcome you to this safe space where all people who want to heal the wounds in the world can collectively engage with the intention of spreading peace and love. A few months ago, we started on a meditation journey through the chakra. You can visit our website, openpeacefulheart.com, to hear recordings of past meditation, including the first in the series, Desert Rainbow, followed by the Root Chakra and Sacral Chakra meditations. This month, we delve into the solar plexus chakra with our meditation called Bonfire. You'll notice the beginning of each chakra meditation is the same as we awaken our energy up and down our chakras and then settle in to the chakra we are focusing on for this month. The solar plexus chakra is all about converting our energy and desires into action. It's about making things happen. We didn't plan it this way, but if you are joining us from the United States, you know that Election Day is Tuesday. If you haven't already participated in early voting, we urge you to take action and vote on Tuesday, November 8th. We firmly believe that what we think, we create. By concentrating on peace and love rather than on difference and division, we can make a genuine difference in our families, communities, and world. We will be together for about 15 minutes. Karen will get us started in just a moment, opening our circle and leading us through the guided meditation, followed by a few minutes of silence. She will then close the circle. By the end of day Monday, we will send you a link for the call recording and include information about the next call on Sunday, December 4th. And here's Karen.
Hi, I'm Karen Hager. Let's go ahead and open that circle. We'll create a sacred, protected space for us to focus our intention today. When we create sacred space, when we create healing space, as we're about to do, that transcends the limits of time and space. It means that no matter when you're joining us, if you're live on the call or if you're listening to a recording, we are all right here together. And no matter what's happening in your life, you can come back to the support and energy of this sacred space whenever you choose to consciously be present here. Just take a breath and let's open our circle. Loving source of light and life, we join this circle with open hearts, with a desire for peace. Help us be present, fully present here. Unite us in love of spirit and love of each other. Let this space be a protected, sacred circle, and let the spirit of peace be among us right now. Amen. Amen. And so it is. Our circle is open, and while we're in that nice flow of energy, just take another deep breath and let yourself exhale. You might want to close your eyes if it's safe for you to do so. And bring your attention, bring your focus to rest in your heart chakra. That's right in the middle of your chest. It's the gateway between the upper and the lower chakras, and it's the bridge between physical and spiritual energy in our bodies. Some people say it's the bridge between possibility and manifestation in our energy, in the world. Just take a moment to breathe into that heart space. It might help you to imagine the color green as you do that. And as you breathe deeply and comfortably, imagine that every in-breath opens your heart a little bit more, and every out-breath allows you to release any tension or any clutter that you're holding in that area. So we breathe in and expand, breathe out and clear, always in your own rhythm, in your own time. Breathe in and expand, breathe out and clear. And imagine that there is a beautiful, clear, clean line of energy that forms in the heart chakra. and set the intention that this line, this wave of energy, brings balance and healing wherever it goes. And imagine that you can follow that line down from the heart, down into your third chakra, the solar plexus. Energy there is sometimes depicted as yellow. And you may want to say or imagine, "May I be grounded in my actions." That line of energy, that clear, clean wave of connected, focused intention moves down now into your second chakra, your sacral chakra. Energy here is orange. And you may want to imagine, "May I be grounded in my emotions." That line is still connected to the heart. And imagine now that line, that wave, that clear, clean, focused intention moving from the heart into the solar plexus, into the sacral chakra, and down into the root chakra. "May I be grounded in my being." And allow your attention to drift back up now to the heart chakra where that line begins. And let's imagine now expanding it upward, up into your fifth chakra, the throat. You might be feeling or seeing the color blue. "May I be grounded in my speech." And that wave rises further into your third eye chakra, touching that indigo energy there with its grounding, balancing, clarifying light. "May I be grounded in my sight." And finally, let this energy rise into your seventh chakra, the crown. And as that wave of heart energy connects with the violet light in this seventh chakra, "May I be grounded in receiving." And move your energy now back down from that violet light of the crown into the indigo third eye, into your blue throat, speaking wisdom, your green heart chakra grounded in love, your yellow solar plexus informing your actions, your orange sacral chakra creating passion and emotion, and finally now back down to the red root, that place of grounding. And allow yourself to be aware of that circuit of energy that now flows through you. It's not static, is it? It has momentum. It has movement to it. You are now activated in each energy center of the body in the way that is the best, the safest, the most appropriate for you. And you can adjust this flow of energy anytime you like. Take just a moment of silence to feel yourself grounded in love and peace. Bring your attention back now to your third chakra, the solar plexus. That's that space in your body that's between your navel at the bottom and the bottom of your rib cage. And in this energy center, the solar plexus, we receive, integrate, and transmit energy that has to do with taking action, making a difference. And when energy here is running clean and clear, the actions we take are in integrity. When things are blocked or strained or weird in the third chakra, our actions aren't effective. We may tend to be reactive instead of responsive, creating drama, creating frustration. So as you sit in this awareness, in this pulsing yellow light, and you feel that flow of energy, is it flowing clearly? Or is it a little bit tough going? Here, we're living now through an anxious, through an uncertain time, and it wouldn't be a surprise to find that your third chakra is feeling a little bit funky as a result. So let's imagine that we can bring additional support if you feel that's needed. Additional supportive energy in through your crown, pulling it in from the sun and the stars, from divine light, divine love, divine wisdom, and bring it right back down through all the other energy centers back into your solar plexus and letting it then run away from you down into the ground, allowing any tension or energy blocks to drain away. And as you do that, you imagine that you are lying on a hillside on a slightly chilly evening. You're looking up at the twinkling stars, imagining them dancing and playing with each other. And you notice one, you focus on one star in particular that seems to twinkle the most, and you make a wish. A wish for something you desire more than anything. It's something you've been wanting for a long time, but you have not been sure how to bring it to life. Drink in that longing and let it sink into you. And keeping the idea of that wish with you, rise up and begin walking back into the woods where you've left your companions. As you walk closer, you hear them talking and laughing. Music is playing. The energy here is good and welcoming, and you know that you will be embraced and energized as you rejoin the group. And as you walk into the clearing where everyone has gathered, you're greeted happily. A small fire is being put together, and everyone is gathering wood to add into that golden blaze. You look around and start picking up dry tinder that will work well to feed the fire. Everyone's work and energy is coming together to create a big blaze that will keep you warm. It will cook the food you've brought to share, feeding your bodies and feeding your souls, warming you with heat and with companionship. And as that blaze grows steady and strong, you stop to rest, sitting with your friends in a circle around the fire. The yellow flames dance, and you remember the twinkling star and the wish that you made earlier. You turn to your friend beside you and speak of your experience on the hillside and of your wish. This is the first action you can take, speaking your dream to someone, putting it into words, opening the door for this longing to come to life. Let's take 3 minutes in silence, and in this sacred space, in this sacred silence, speak your dream to yourself. Savor it. Open yourself to spirit. Open yourself to the help of your guides and angels. Let's take 3 minutes. acknowledging that wish, honoring it by expressing it. This is the seed. This is that place where manifestation begins. And now that you have spoken your desire, it's time to take action. What can you do? What is open to you to make this change, to take these steps as you sit in this circle, in this community, and you watch the bonfire built from our effort, built from the intention that we share, the community that we share, as you stare into that light rising up to the stars above you? What can you do? As you take action with integrity to create change, to create peace, to create an opening for the light, the universe reflects this and bolsters your spirit. You become aware of more possibilities around you, and the good that you do in the world is amplified. This is where you see that your dreams become reality. This is where you find the inspiration and the energy to take action and to create the life, create the change that you most desire. And giving thanks for what we've received, giving thanks for the fire that we are honoring by our presence here, the fire of our connection to spirit, of our passion for good, for light, for peace, for change in the world. Giving thanks for that, we can bring our circle to a close. Loving source of light and life, we are grateful for this sacred space, this sacred time, and for the power of our collective intention. Guide and protect us as we go our separate ways, and keep us tapped into the energy of spirit, into the inspiration of source in all we do. Amen. Amen. And so it is. Our circle is closed. Now, you'll receive an email within about 24 hours with a link to the recording of today's call. And you can always access recordings at openpeacefulheart.com, and you can share those with people you care about. If you're feeling unfocused, if things are a little weird this week, it's a weird week, isn't it? Feel free to use the recordings of the meditations, the other circles that we've shared here, and spread those around. Do whatever you want with those. Those are yours to distribute as you see fit. If you want to share feedback or comments, please do. You can find me, Karen, at karenhager.com, or just reply to one of the emails that we sent you, and it will get back to us. Next month's call will be on Sunday, December 4th, same time, same opportunity for high vibration connection. You could have done anything over the last 20 minutes or so, and you chose to focus on peace. And I truly believe, as more and more of us do exactly that, we can make a difference. We can turn any tide. On behalf of Kathy and myself, thank you for being here. And until the next time we connect, we're wishing you peace.